Before we start today's episode, we feel that it's important to acknowledge what's happening right now in the U.S., especially in Minnesota. We want to be very clear that we will never support the racist and violent tactics used by the Trump administration. ICE is actively terrorizing communities and needs to be abolished. If you're able, we've linked a Minnesota-focused donation and mutual aid directory in our bio, or you can visit standwithminnesota.com. Thank you for being here and for listening.
Heated Rivalry fans, you're listening to Believe in Anything, a Heated Rivalry podcast by fans for fans, where we talk all things Heated Rivalry and explore its impact through conversations with fans and creatives. I'm Lee.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle. If it's your first time listening, welcome. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. We're so happy you're here.
We have an amazing interview today with Margot, who is the creator of the Google Drive edit. Yes, we all know which one I'm talking about. So please stick around for that. But first, we are going to talk about the Heated Rivalry updates of the week. Lee, do you want to talk about your highlight first?
I would love to. The highlight to break all highlights, to break the internet, so to speak, I think was Hudson Williams' Wonderland magazine. Cover drop that I think we're still all processing.
Processing is one word for it.
Yeah, loved. Also loved the interview. I loved the interview with him and Sophie.
Yeah.
The interview was really good.
Yeah, who cares about the pictures?
I mean, a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
No, I love their dynamic. It feels super comfortable, and I like that they can kind of banter and tease each other, and I think that makes for a good interview. And I'm always blown away with how honest Hudson is in interviews, like super transparent. It's really refreshing. But yeah, the actual styling of the photo shoot is
excellent.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, big fan.
It's like the GQ behind the scenes all over again.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine that person's phone and just everything they have?
She could make so much money off her camera roll.
No, so much money. Ugh. Wish it was me. But yeah, Wonderland. Danielle, you pre-ordered.
I did. I managed to get it before it sold out the first time. So I'm excited about that. Don't be jealous.
And Lee and I are going to try our hand at getting it in the wild, but we'll see. We'll see.
Shipping was a bit crazy. So
yeah.
We'll see. Fingers crossed.
I may regret it, but
I did offer.
I know, offer
to send it to me.
I know, but that's too kind. That was too nice. I couldn't accept it. But yeah. Wow. Okay, someone change the subject, or I could think about this all day.
Okay. I've been trying to change the subject for weeks. I can't.
Enough. Danielle, what's your highlight?
Okay, yes, I'll go next. Mine, I guess, is like the tiniest bit outdated, but it was such a big deal. I feel like we have to speak about it. So mine is Hudson and Connor as torchbearers for the Olympics, because that is amazing. It was iconic.
These side quests.
The amazing side quests they go on. In random little Italian towns.
No one's heard of. We got to start not being surprised by the side quests and by the things that are happening. But
I know. One day, I guess we'll get used to it. But I feel like we're always surprised.
That's not today. Or next. Or the next day. Yeah. Or the next
I guess
day.
I guess we just not had enough time, I think. I mean, if we haven't, they definitely haven't. But
right. I'm like, no, let's worry about how shocked we are.
Right.
I'm like, I think that
matters
more. We just
always win in this fandom, I think.
Yeah. Well, speaking of career highlights, Connor on SNL, and you both were asleep, understandably, mostly for you, Danielle, when the news dropped, and I thought it was Photoshop at first. Because, you know, they are, SNL announcements look Photoshopped anyway, regardless.
They do.
They look fake.
Yeah, they do.
And I saw that, and I was like, it wasn't processing. It was one of, again, those moments where my, like, stomach dropped, and I was, how am I looking, like, how is this real? And also, I love Mumford & Sons. People were being such haters about Mumford & Sons, but I love that combination on such a deep level. I'm so excited.
yeah, over the moon. He's going to be so, so good. Like, he's going to blow everybody away. We already, I already know.
He is going to be amazing. His clown background will come through.
Yeah.
They need to get us in the writer's room, though, because I don't want them to mess this up.
Well, I hope that, he gets a chance to, like, really have an input. I know it's, like, collaborative, but we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully there's, like, some baseline understanding. I don't know how much the NBC people, they've not really had a lot of time, I think, to get to know them, nor have we, I guess.
Right.
Technically speaking. But I hope they, like, write some really good stuff and not just, like, gay sex hockey show stuff.
Right.
It's a timeline. He was still waiting tables, like, 8 months ago, and now he's hosting SNL. Wild.
Insane. It's, wow. And, one last thing. We do want to talk about the lookalike competition in New York, just briefly, and how wild that was. That was another instance of, they aren't even there. It's people who look alike, obviously, hence the name. It was 20 degrees. It felt like -5. Mm-hmm. Lee and I almost got frostbite.
Mm-hmm.
But there were chaotic. About
not an exaggeration
600 700 people, it just, again, the fanfare for this show is so amazing.
One day we'll, like, not be shocked by this.
Yeah.
Small TV show that, like, by chance got picked up by HBO, and that's why we were, like, so many people now are able to watch. It's not even out in every country yet.
Yeah.
Which is
not even out in France, which is where Margot's from. Like,
right. So I think that's never going to not. It's massive, and it'll still feel like, holy cow. But I think deep in the zeitgeist.
Can we talk about Emily's lookalike contest winners, please?
Oh, I was like, puppets. My lookalike. Did I host a lookalike company? Yeah. So my friends. So this is funny. I was going with Lee, and I met up with some. I saw a friend there, which is also insane in New York City.
Emily. One thing about Emily you should know is we're in New York City, and Emily will always run into a friend at some kind of fan related event. Every time we go to trivia, Emily runs into a friend. We went to see a off Broadway show. Emily ran into a friend outside of the stage door. We were at this lookalike contest. Emily runs into a friend.
But I think the key point is fan related. It's not, you know.
Yeah, because that's your community. But
I'm not at a cool club on a Friday and being like, oh, here are my
girls. Well,
no,
you're not
going to
have friends there because you're not there. Neither am I. But
that's not my space. That's not my area. But yeah.
No.
But anyway, so I ran into someone in Washington Square Park, and she's amazing. Her name is Jamie, and she is a professional puppeteer and does improv. And she made puppets. And Ilya is wearing the club outfit, like the Versace shirt.
It was so, once I realized that, I was dying of laughter.
And yeah, Shane is in the jersey. And yeah, they tried to enter and they were getting ignored, and they should have won. But
they should have won.
Yeah. So we'll see. I also was interviewed by NBC Universal. So we'll see if I make the cut. I did mention the pod, so we'll see.
That little news channel, you know.
That little news channel.
And 5 minutes before I got there.
I know.
I called her, and she was like, I just got interviewed by NBC when I was getting off the train walking over. And I was like, how did I miss that? Like, 2 minutes.
So she knows everyone, and she's getting interviewed by big channels.
She draws that kind of energy. We got to speak to a couple of people.
Yes.
After the lookalike contest, or kind of while we were waiting around, which was really cool, and we met some cool people.
Two of them happened to be people that we wanted on the podcast, and
which is amazing.
The craziest coincidence.
Out of like the 700 people there, because you know when you just have like an
she had
like,
a feeling. Her spidey senses were.
They passed
tingling.
By us, and okay, I'll let them go. I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah. And then she was like, "Should I go? Like, should we talk to them?" And I was like, "Yeah, follow your instincts. We should talk to them." And it ended up being
people reached out to. Yeah, so people Danielle reached out to, and they knew your name. And they knew the name, and they were like, we had it starred, and we're going to email you back.
Amazing.
Watch them not.
I'm very
just
excited.
I trust them.
It's on the podcast now. They have
so nice. No, and then we were next to these two girls who must have been college-aged or younger,
honestly. I think they must have gone to NYU. A lot of college. It was, this was like near NYU-ish.
We're so They were adorable hysterical. And funny. And we have a really funny video of them that I just was watching last night laughing because mm-hmm. they're so adorable. It was a really cute event. But yeah, another time where we were out here in very cold weather doing this for a show we love.
And, the dedication to the show.
The dedication.
It's frostbite.
And, again, and once again, surprised that other people are there.
It was supposed to be in Washington Square Park, a huge park, a beautiful name for a square park. And hold for applause. The park rangers came up and they were like, no. They probably had a permit for like 300 people. And the park rangers were like, you cannot be doing this. So we like we're in a cult.
The masses. It felt like people were like looking at us. A bunch of people trying to get to this lookalike contest. It was actually really funny. I was like, sorry.
Yeah. We were like walking half a mile to get to this random area next to an NYU dorm to have this lookalike competition. But I know a lot of people were saying that the Ilya didn't look like him, but in person, he really did.
I think he was our number one choice for Ilya. We had, I think, a different number one choice for Shane, with full respect to the winner. Congrats to him.
Congrats.
I thought he was great. He had the cigarette. He had the mole. He was so good.
He had the nose. You know how I feel
about
that.
But he wasn't
a
puppet in a Versace shirt.
He was not.
No, you're right. You're right. He unfortunately did not have that going for him. But c'est la vie. I'm proud of the winners. I'm glad they're getting their moment of fame for being handsome.
There was a line to take pictures with them after and everything. It was...
That's wild.
There was also a guy there. Side note. There was a guy there who's in all of these videos. And I was like, he needs to come back for the Hunger Games lookalike contest. He looks exactly like Haymitch.
We were trying to spread the vernacular.
Yeah.
We were like, he's Haymitch. He's Haymitch, right? He looks like Haymitch. He should come back for when they do
he
a
He needs
Haymitch
to come
look-alike.
Back. I mean, they're not going to do it. I don't know if they'll do a Hunger Games
they're
lookalike.
They're
Maybe,
not.
Wait, Lee, let's host it.
Your side
but
quest.
Can we just
it's just Haymitch. It's
like,
just
hey,
so chaotic, these things. I could
also,
not
I don't have $50.
How about we just award him? How about we just award him an honorary?
Yeah.
You look like Haymitch. Or the actor.
Shout
who,
out to the Haymitch lookalike somewhere.
Shout out to the Haymitch lookalike. Oh, he also kept taking off his shirt. And I'm like, listen,
he's
going to
get frostbite. We were genuinely concerned.
It was so cold. I'm like, please put on your shirt. Please.
Yeah, it was
No, crazy things happening in New York.
Crazy, crazy.
Always. Always count on New York for some crazy things.
But without further ado, we are really excited about our next guest. Mm. So let's talk to Margot.
Today's guest is responsible for widespread fandom chaos and has firmly cemented themselves in heated rivalry fandom lore. You might know them as the creative genius behind some legendary Google Drive edits. Yes, including the Google Drive edit that's been passed around through DMs and made its way into clubs around the world. Google Drive aside, their heated rivalry edits have racked up over 4 million views on TikTok and around 7 million views on X, causing panic, gasps, and at least several fandom-wide emotional events. Please welcome Margot, aka So Sane It's Insane.
Hi!
Hey!
Oh my god, I didn't know about those numbers.
Yeah,
literally what I was
up.
Doing was counting them last night.
That's insane. Wow. No, I didn't know about that. Yeah, hey.
Yeah, how does that make you feel when you hear those numbers?
That's crazy. I mean, in my head, it's just a number. I'm like, I try not to think that it's real people because that gets really scary. Yeah, it's insane. Like, what is 7 million? Like, okay, sure. But that's crazy.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's without even knowing how many people have seen the edits on the Google Drive as well, because that's been passed around so many times.
That's probably like 80 billion at this point.
Yeah,
probably.
It's mandatory viewing at this point.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't get in if you haven't seen it.
Right. Exactly. So, have you been on a podcast before?
No. It's my first time on a podcast. I was interviewed by a journalist, but never on a podcast. Like,
this is so fun. Okay. Well, amazing. We'll dive in. So, first, we'll take it back a little bit. How did you discover Heated Rivalry? Did you read the books, or how were you introduced?
I remember the first time I heard about, because I'm not like in hockey, I don't care about hockey, I know it's like a subculture in romance books and whatever. I'm not in those circles, so I hadn't heard it through that. I heard it because I saw the video of Hudson and Connor before we had any content of them as Shane and Ilya. It was them in like a dance studio or something, and they're just like crawling on top of each other and rolling on top of each other and doing whatever. And I was like, what the hell are these guys doing? And so then I went and searched, and I found out that they were playing in an adaptation of a book, and I was like, oh, interesting. I was also kind of in a reading slump, so I needed something to get me back into the groove. So I was like, okay, let me get into that. I read the entire Rachel Reed bibliography, like everything. Game
Amazing.
Changer,
wow,
plus the things from the other universe. Like, I'm a Rachel Reed, like, a specialist at that point. Yeah, so I heard about it like through that. I read the books, and like, you know, I discovered it before the series was out. That's the backstory.
So when it finally aired and you had already read the books, like what were your initial reactions?
I mean, I had high expectations because mostly when they posted the first scene of the scene of them in the gym as like the snippet of like what's, I was like, okay, we're in good hands. So I was I was confident, like I knew it was going to be good. I wasn't like, I don't know what to expect. I knew, but you still never know how an adaptation is going to go. I'm pretty like, I'm not like, you know, the types of people that are like hellbent on it has to be exactly like in the book. Otherwise, I'm not like, I'm pretty open-minded. So I was ready for everything, but girl, it exceeded patience. It really did.
Right.
It really did.
You've made edits for a lot of shows and movies. When were you like, I need to tackle this?
It's like right up my alley. So like, I never plan ahead of time, like, oh, right, I'm gonna edit this show. I always go with the flow. Like I edit what I like, basically. So in my head, it wasn't like set in stone, like, oh, I'm gonna edit for that. I was waiting to see how it went. But like, it's, again, it's right up my alley, and like I eat those type of shows up. So I was like pretty sure I was gonna edit about it. And then when I watched the first episode, like as I was watching it, I had songs coming in my head and stuff. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna open up my software as soon as this is over. And it really like came to me, you know.
And we're so thankful for that. And is that kind of your process?
It depends. Like, that is when it's, like, really easy. Sometimes I know I want to edit for a show, but I still have to look up for songs and whatever. Like, you know, usually I feel inspired to create. And then sometimes when I'm really, really, like, something, like I'm a vessel for something, I have the song, I already can see in my head what it's going to look like. Sometimes it takes a little bit more work. I have to sit down and be like, okay, what song would be good and stuff. So it really depends. But I can tell when I'm like visually, when I think the show is visually good and I can make something with it, then I will come up with a song.
We definitely need to talk about the Google Drive edit. And for those of you who don't know, Margot made an amazing video to a Megan Thee Stallion song. And it's comprised of a lot of sexually explicit moments from the show, but it is now referred to as the Google Drive edit. So, Margot, can you give a little bit of context on why?
It's an epic tale. The story is this. I posted it on Twitter, and I don't have, on Twitter, like most editors, they have separate accounts called studio accounts where they just post their videos there. And that means whenever something happens with the video, they don't get strike on their main account. I didn't have that because I was stupid back then or something. So I posted it on my main account, So Sane It's Insane. And then a few days went along, everybody was liking it and stuff, but it was, you know, it didn't breach containment yet. And then I got a notification that I figured out that I was shadow banned on Twitter because of that, because it was considered, like, X had restricted it as, like, a sensitive content or whatever. And so I immediately got shadow banned. I'm an editor. So, you know, when I post edits, I don't want to be, like, caged. So I was like, I have to delete it. Otherwise, I'm never going to get out of that cage. So I deleted it. And then I think that became part of the tale. And that's what made people even more curious to see it. Because, like, you go, like, you see a TikTok that says, oh my God, the edit was so crazy that it didn't even make it on Twitter. You want to know. So that's the story of why I deleted it on Twitter. And then I ended up making that second studio account. That's why now it's back on. But the story of why it landed on Google Drive is that. I think it's part of the legend,
the lore,
that it got taken out. Point.
Yeah.
It's literally heated rivalry law now.
Literally.
Love the breach containment. That's so funny because it's true. No,
like, and I think had I not deleted it, had it been like on my, like, I don't know, like, you never know, but I don't think it would have breached containment like it did. It participated to the lore of, like, what is that? What's that edit about?
Yeah. It added to the mystery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause you're so right. You're immediately like, I need to find it.
Look, like, it didn't even make it on Twitter, like, I mean, X or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Wow. So I think,
like, it must be good.
Like, as annoying as it is that now I, like, most people don't know that I'm behind it, and sometimes I'm like, hey, but that's it's me. Also funny to see, like, it's gotten bigger than me, you know. It's like the Google Drive edit.
Yeah.
I will say I have seen a lot of people credit you if it doesn't end up credited. Because I was
too.
Sometimes I'll just type in Google edit heated rivalry and just see what happens. And, like, Reddit has your back. There are a lot of people who are like, this is from Margo.
It is. Yeah. And I don't even, like, I'm pretty, I'm for the people. It's just annoying sometimes when you see, like, a TikTok that blew up and has, like, 1 million likes. And the first comment that has the most like is like, it's available on random Twitter account or a random TikTok account.
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
Hey, that's a little bit annoying. But at the end of the day, the more people see it, the more people enjoy it, the happier I am. So, you know.
And now it's played in clubs around the world.
We got to witness that in person. So good.
Yeah, how was it?
Incredible.
The crowd went wild when the edit came on.
Yeah.
And they didn't even, like, they didn't announce the other songs. They just would kind of play them. Uh-huh. And then they were like, okay, everyone, it's time for. And, like, it was a whole, the crowd was hushed.
Yeah.
And they were like, it's time for the Google edit.
Oh,
crowd goes wild.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Lee were like,
I was like, we were recording. And I was like, I didn't even remember to record because we were just like, enraptured.
I'm living vicariously through you. That's insane. Because here in France, we haven't had any. It's not out in France, the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's released next week, so we haven't had any, like, release parties or whatever. Because, like, it's not officially out on HBO. So I'm just like, seeing everybody partying around the world and tagging me in their videos, and I'm like, must be nice.
I haven't been to one in London yet, but I've been looking up ones around the UK.
I saw some in London.
Even, like, the FAQs are like, yes, we'll play the Google Drive edit.
Literally, for now, I've reaped nothing from that. I'm like, can I get
that's
one
crazy
thing? Like, I didn't make money out of it. Can I just get invited somewhere? Like, that's it. That's all I want. Just want to see it in the club in person. But no, it's crazy. And, like, I even see other edits of mine playing. Like, I've seen, like, Big Ol' Freak, of course, is the. But I've even seen other edits of mine. And I'm like, it's the first time that something I make that I, like, an edit, actually see it having an impact in real life. That's never happened before. Like, I've had edits that work really well. I've had edits that have been noticed by the people from the shows I watch or whatnot, but, like, for it to, like, actually be, like, in a club that people go to. I even, like, I don't know if you saw, but on Connor said that the moment it hit him that, like, the show was, like, big is when he saw people lining up, and I'm like, he doesn't know that people are lining up to watch the Big Ol' Freak edit. But
it's true. Little does he know.
It is crazy. I've had I have people all over the world, like from Istanbul, from the Philippines, from all over, and like tagging me, and I'm like, girl, that's crazy.
That's crazy. You're worldwide.
It really did breach containment, like to unprecedented levels.
Yeah, at the New York show, there was about 1,200 people, and so all of those people, one room, watching your edit, super stoked. So they definitely need to roll out the VIP treatment for you. I want you on stage.
I know France has, again, it's not out yet. So you see events starting to happen. But I think because they don't know how big it can get here, they're a little bit like, let's not get too crazy with it.
Yeah.
But I hope that when it does come out and people get crazy with it, I'll reap what I've sown. Like, please.
Yeah. For Big Ol' Freak, what inspired you to make that specific edit? Tell us the thought process.
I mean, I'm a big Megan listener. Like, I love her songs. I've discovered her around the time where she released Big Ol' Freak and the album that it's on. So it wasn't a process of I watched the show first and then I discovered the song. I already knew the song. And I don't know. I already knew I wanted to edit with it when episode 1 and 2 were released. I was just waiting for episode 4 to have the Let Me Come Over and Write It, of course. So it was on the back burner, but I knew right then. I was like, Shane Olander, you are my muse and you will get the Big Ol' Freak. And it was all there. I already knew. And when episode 4 was released and I saw the scene, I was like, let me get to work. And that's how it happened.
Shane overperformed. It's almost like he knew that that edit was going to be what it was.
Like, did Jacob Pierney expect somebody to give all the material for the clips? Like, it was crazy. But no, I was like, the stars are aligned. Because I had the song and stuff, and I was already placing clips in my head of I want it, but I was like, I need something for the ride moment. And I was like, please, please, please make it happen. And then they did it. And I was like, okay,
and he delivered.
I have to give it to people.
History was made.
My plans are made in centuries. I had been waiting for it. I manifested it and it happened.
It's so good. It's so, so good. I mean, did you, when you made it, I mean, I'm sure you didn't know the magnitude in which it would grow in popularity, but were you like, yeah, I did that?
I mean, I always kind of feel like that when I made it, good. But no, I was like, and also like often try to change my style. Like, if you look at my edits, and you go back from the beginning, I change often the way I edit things. And with Big Ol' Freak, I was trying to get into the more lyric, cinematic type of vibe. So I was like, this is the best canvas that I can have to really let my creativity out. But so I was like, it's just going to be me, my mutual. We're going to have fun. It's going to be hee hee ha ha. Everybody's going to laugh about it. And then in 2 days, I'm going to post another one and, the world will move on. But no, then the whole story happened.
And then the body oddy oddy one is also,
I know, so good. I'm like, why has this one not been played at the club? Like, I don't get it. But
yeah, it's a duo. It's a box set.
We'll request it.
Like, I made the Shane Megan edit, and I needed to make the Ilya Megan edit, and this one was it. I mean, I've made several others since then, but I don't know, something about Shane activates people. But no, body yaddy deserves its crown too, I think.
Yeah, it's the next one to reach peak celebrity status, I think.
We shall see. I love the trend of people watching it with glasses on.
Yes,
it's so funny.
You kind of bypass the TikTok. No, it's really funny. I always like those TikToks when I see them, and I hope more of my edits get circulated like that, most of my edits are not on TikTok. Like, the ones that I post on TikTok, it's a fourth of all of the Heated Rivalry edits I've made, because most of them would not be allowed. So if people want to keep spreading the gospel, they can.
Get creative. Yeah, people get creative. I've seen like people do like flip phones or like little cam, like things that are like, just not smartphones, which is so funny.
Yeah, I've seen the button. Like
some, I saw the like, button. I've that was crazy.
I know. I saw like somebody
like an actual button, like a award button, but it had video on it. It was crazy. I thought it was fake, and then I saw the video and I was like, "This is real." Yeah, we have to look that up and send it.
Yeah, Lee, send it.
I forgot about that. I have to send it. Or yeah, you send it.
I also saw somebody playing it on like a pretending to work, and you can see like they're scribbling on the paper, but the video is playing in the background. Like people are really creative. Like they're really creative. The glasses was like level one, but then they really got crazy with it. And yeah, keep going. There's more where that came from. So go on my Twitter, look, get crazy with it.
Margo, I have a campaign that I just started today, and it is to get you on Threads.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm like, I never got around because I think when it first launched, it wasn't available in France. So I was like, whatever. And so I missed the train. And now I'm like, what's going on out there around these parts?
It's like, basically a heated rivalry group chat at this point.
apparently it's really like nice out there on Twitter. We're like the insane asylum, like literally. Everybody's crazy. I hate it there. Like every day I feel like Sisyphus, like carrying the boulder on his shoulder. So maybe I should get to Threads.
Come to Threads. It's much
come
better.
Come to Threads. Oh,
it's so nice.
The reception for you would be
the red carpet
will be rolled out.
That's crazy. I like Threads, everybody, like when I mention it, people are like, no, it's so cool out there. Like you should come. And I'm like, well, maybe I'm getting, I'm going to get convinced.
Okay. This is the best news for us. Because we'd love to see you there.
I've been on, like, for me, Twitter is like my go-to because I've been around these parts for a while. Like I started my fandom journey back a long time ago on Twitter. So for me, it's like, this is my space. Like I hate it there, but you know, that's where I live.
But it's familiar.
Yeah, it's like familiar. I know my way around. And Threads, I'm like, I feel like a deer in headlights. I'm like, oh my God, what do I do there? But I think I'm getting convinced. I think I'm going to try it out and
campaign
see what
is successful.
Yeah,
I was just like you with Twitter, and it was like my start to fandom, but now I hardly use it and I just use Threads.
Really? No, that's insane.
Yeah, because same.
I feel like Twitter is so like at the core of who I am as a person evolving in fandoms, and I'm like, it's weird. Like even TikTok, obviously I love it, but like TikTok, you post videos and then you comment on people's stuff. But I'm like, the real place where I feel like I interact the most and I'm like, you know, in the fandom is Twitter. But also like, I hate it there. I really do. So maybe apparently Threads is much more like chill. Everybody's like, you know,
it's so nice. Really,
it's like the heated rivalry central. So I'm like, I should do it. Yeah.
Try it, and if you don't like it, you can just not do it.
Yeah, I think I'll try it.
Yes. Okay, I feel like everyone would love all your edits on Threads, and they'll go viral on Threads. I think
I will download Threads right now. Like,
yes, it can be your cottage. It can be your cottage.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I need you to post the Bedcam and the Gibson Girl edits on Thread because I need more people to see those because those are my favorite.
Gibson Girl was my first, heated rivalry that I posted. I was literally as I was watching it, I had the voice of Ethel Kane like whispering in my ear, telling me to do it. And literally, like I finished the first episode, and I was at my desk doing what I had to do. And Bedcam, also a really good one. I don't know what's the threshold of what Threads allowed or not, but we'll try. We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. Okay, I'm so excited. So you kind of, the two that Danielle mentioned are amazing, but do you have a heated rivalry edit that is close to your heart?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to pick one because, like, first, like, I love all of my children equally. Like, yeah. they're my creations. Also, like, I make very different types of edits. Like, I will edit Big Ol' Freak, and then the next edit I will post is, like, Casual by Chapel Roan or, like, a Fiona Apple one. So, like, I have a wide range of edits I make. So it's hard to pick one because they're all very different to me. I don't know. They're so different. I mean, the one that, like, is, like, as, like, the fun ones, like, upbeat, a little bit, like, explicit. I mean, I think Big Ol' Freak is, like, you know, I have to give it its crown. But otherwise, like, I really like the one that, this one made the cut to TikTok, like, in parts, not the full thing. I liked the one I made with, the Wicked inspired one.
I love that one.
With
I love that one. The, what is this feeling?
Yeah, I love that one.
I spent so much time on this one, so I really like this one. I also really like the one I made to Samia, which also made it to TikTok. So, I mean, it's hard to pick one. I love all of them. When I post it, it's, you know, that I think it's good. I have one that I hate the most. I don't like it, but the one that I like the most, I don't know. I like all of them, but Big Ol' Freak, I have to say, and otherwise, the What Is This Feeling one, which is on Twitter in full, on TikTok. Again, I'm too restrained on TikTok. Like, they're shocking me.
And I think it's just going to get more restrictive with whatever they're doing right now, which I'm not even sure.
That's why I'm like, I'm not, like, holding out, you know, like, I can post it up there, cool. It's, like, right now, recently, I've had a lot of people reaching out to me, asking me, like, where's your untouched edit? And I'm like, it is still on TikTok. I don't know. I think it's restricted in some parts of the world, but it's still on my, like, it's still on my account. I see it. So, just, I don't know what, TikTok is just, like, in its downfall era. So, I'm, like.
Flop era.
In her flop era, literally. For sure. For sure. Yeah. I have a, like, not a nerdy question, but, like, how did you get into editing? Is this, like, something you just, like, when did that start? I know you said you were in fandom for a long time, but...
I mean, yeah, I've always, like, created on fandom spaces. Back in the day, I was making gif sets on Tumblr, like, the good old days. After gif sets kind of, like, lost their appeal, I started editing I don't know, maybe like 2017 or something. But for a while, it was just like something that I made as a hobby, very casual when I had the time and stuff. So for a long time, I didn't even post it. It was just for me to like have fun when I really enjoyed the show and I felt like I was getting crazy obsessed with it. I had to let it out. But then I started like actually posting and sharing the work. I think 2021 is when I started, and so I've always like, I first, before I was an editor, I was a consumer. I loved fan videos. Back in the day, I was watching on YouTube and stuff, so I've always like loved consuming them. I remember when I was watching them as like when I was younger in my early fandom days, I was always like, oh my god, I wish I could make something like this, but I don't know how. So instead, I'm making gift sets. And then I graduated, and now I'm like, wow, if little old me could see.
Look at you now. Amazing. Can I ask, what was your first fandom? Or, like, your early fandom?
One Direction, of course. Of course. I would say One Direction and Twilight. I got into Twilight, but I think Twilight, I was too young to be very online. So it was, like, it was an obsession, but I couldn't really, like, take part of it. I just speak English back in the day, so. It would have been hard for me, but the first fan like obsession where I got into fandom, participated to the whole thing was One Direction.
Yeah, love. I was also a big 1D girl.
I mean, I still am.
Yeah, like, no, that never leaves.
Yeah, literally
never leaves.
It doesn't I always say, like, you know the meme of like SpongeBob, like SpongeBob doing something, everybody goes crazy, insane, and then Squidward does the same thing and nobody cares. I feel like this when I post like an edit, like big old freak type of like Shane doing crazy stuff, everybody's like, wow. And then when I post my most serious work where I'm trying to make something like, you know, visually like cinematic and stuff, and I'm Squidward. So I'm still gonna post it and stuff, because I like working on them. I think they're like really challenging and stuff. Yeah. But a lot of people, they're like, I want to see Shane. I want to see it. Like,
Threads wouldn't do that to you.
But you're convincing me. You're convincing me.
That campaign has worked.
So for your edits, with the 6 episodes of Beautiful Television we have, mm-hmm. do you have a scene or a moment that you like to incorporate as much as possible? Like, you're like, this has to be in every edit. I say so.
I have several. I have some that I used to use a lot when I only had like 2 episodes to work with. And then as I went along, I used them less. But I think like among everything, I think I love using the stairwell scene. Like, you notice it's very, very present in most of my edits. I usually always find a space for it. It's like
yeah.
it's such a good
scene.
And it's like, even the way it's shot and stuff, because when you edit, like, you also have to pay attention to like the way the camera works, and like the way it's even like it serves on every level. So I'm like, this one is kind of like my go-to that I always like to fit in somewhere.
And yeah, like the parallels you find are so cool too. Yeah,
I love that. That's like I always say, like, me, when it's time to establish parallels and I'm like a fly, like, you know, doing this, I love that. I love doing that. I, even for me, it's like, it gives you another way to appreciate the works. Because when you see like literally the frame to frame work, you're like, they're mine.
Yeah, it unlocks watching it too. You're like, I would have never thought to put that together, but that makes so much sense. It's so good.
I know. It's changes the way you, like, when you see, like, for example, the cut that I like doing is like Shane and Ilya on the couch, and then it cuts to Ilya alone, and I'm like, no, like, you know it happens, but then when you see like the cut to cut, and you like it hits you even more. So I'm like, that edits, you know, it's serious business.
Power of editing.
Yeah. Do you have other favorite parallels, just because I also love this topic?
I always try to find more parallels, because you have the obvious one, but I try to, like, you know, find the... I love the parallel of, like, you know, the first BJ at the hotel and then the one at the cottage, and you're like, you see dark light. Like,
yeah.
I like the one at the beach where it's like Shane sits on its own and then you have the moment Ilya is next to him. So it's like that. Mm-hmm. I like the parallel. I could go on and on.
That's fine.
I like the stairwell scene where you have Shane and Ilya kissing and then you cut it to Shane on his own. Like, it's there's way more than you would think when you really put your mind to it. And I think all of them inform the way you view the show. Like, it adds a layer to it, which is why I like those type of edits specifically. Like, it doesn't always have to be intellectual, like, you know, big old freak. But sometimes you're like, I need to consume
very
this
intellectual.
Edit intellectually and draw parallels. Like,
yeah, I mean, when you read the book too, it adds a level of that, like, emotional background. Mm-hmm. But you're so right. Mm-hmm. When you see the visuals like that, it adds a level of awareness. Yeah.
Yeah, it ties things, because, like, I mean, I think it's like a normal thing when you, especially when it's like released weekly, you kind of consume it as the weeks goes by. Of course, you still think of what happened in the previous episode, but you're so focused on like the new one and like that you end up kind of like dissociating things from one another. And so when you establish parallels, it ties it all back. Like, you can tell I've thought about it a lot. Like, it ties it all back together. And I think like it settles the story even more, like, as a unit. And I like that.
Yeah, you're taking a whole story that's, you know, 6 episodes or a whole book or 2 books long, and you're condensing it into however long the average edit is. That's like you're rewriting the whole thing.
and showing new angles and perspective. Yeah. That is not easy work. That is.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I say, like, fan edits sometimes, you know, I mean, it is, like, fun and lighthearted and, like, haha, like, it is funny. Like, at the end of the day, it's entertaining, but it's also, like, when you try, like, depending on the types of edits you make, of course, but in my, I wouldn't say I have a niche, because I have a wide range of edits, but I still always try to be very intentional about the way I edit, and there's always a thought process behind it. Like, the edits, I think the best ones, they're the ones that really make you ponder on, like, wow, the show, I didn't realize that, or, like, this thing, mm-hmm. I had it at the back of my head, but I didn't really, like, sit down and really actually think about it. So that's one of the misconceptions that you have about fan edits, that I think I try to, I don't really edit, like, take into consideration what people will think, but I think mm-hmm. it's, like, one of the things that I try to do with my most, like, serious edits, let's say, is, like, really interact with the actual content and make you try to think of it in a mm-hmm. specific way.
It's art. I mean, what you're doing is art. Also, it's, especially on social media, it can get more eyes on it, can convince people to watch a show that maybe mm-hmm. they weren't going to watch yeah. before.
And with me, I've seen it happen, because I've posted for a lot of other shows before. And so I have a lot of followers that came from all over. Like, I edited Interview with a Vampire. I edited Severance. I edited Industry. So I have, like, lots of people following me from so many different that I brought in from so many different shows. And so I have a lot of people that, like, are in my comments, like, oh, you're the reason why I started watching, because your edits are so good, so I trust your taste. And I'm like, it's so crazy. I probably brought to Heated Rivalry people that watch Industry because they like finance. And they, for some reason, ended up on Heated Rivalry. So it's also cool like that. Like, you're part of the PR, you know, of, like, on, like,
yeah.
the... And especially with Heated Rivalry, I mean, it started as such a small show. I'm glad I had to, like, I added my little piece to the whole thing that it became today.
Yeah, like, you're inducted into that lore, which is awesome.
I made it to Heads Up. I don't know if you saw, like, the...
Did you? I saw you post about that. That's incredible.
I did. When you play Heads Up, when you play the Heated Rivalry special deck, there's a big old freak. It's crazy.
That's so iconic.
Crazy. No, that is the coolest thing ever.
Like, literally, like, it's insane.
That's incredible. It's crazy. Wow.
Literally, like, it's become part of the lore of Heated Rivalry. I see tweets of people like, do you think Hudson or Connor saw the big old freak edit? I'm like, please God, no. But
I'm sure.
I don't know.
I think someone
was, when I saw the heads up, I was like, you made it, like, officially.
That is huge. That is mm-hmm. so cool.
I know.
How has it helped you in your own life in terms of, like, inspiration, like, professionally, personally, anything like that?
I don't know if it's reignited my editing, because I always edit, but, like, you know, as I said, I don't force myself to edit. So when I don't have anything that is, like, grappling my attention, I'm not going to, like, force myself to open the software and whatever. So right. When it was released, I wasn't really like editing regularly, because most of my shows were on breaks, and I did, like, you know, I would make an edit here and there about whatever, but nothing really regular. And so I think it, like, reignited my creativity. Every new show, I think, is a way for me to explore a different type of editing, as I said. And I think with this one, it really, like, I really, like, try to expand my craft, like, you know, work on mm-hmm. different types of editing, try to make it even better or even more what I want it to be. So definitely, like, creativity wise, it really, like, broadened my craft, I would say. And even, like, as I was saying, I mean, I'm a big reader, so I read all the time, but when I started reading the whole Game Changers series, I was kind of in a slump and I really didn't like it because I love reading. So I don't like when I'm like not like doing it and I'm not like finding a book that I like. So it also got me out of that, which was really nice. And I feel like it got my brain like, you know, to get like all active. That was nice because I felt like I was kind of in the desert before it was released. I mean, I still had my, you know, my movies and my books that I liked, but it was more like of a casual thing. And with that, it was like, let the mental illness start again. Like
mm-hmm. New obsession. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And why, this is a big question we like to ask people, but why mm-hmm. do you think Heated Rivalry has resonated with so many people? And I know there's not one answer to this, but said, it's ingrained in a lot of people's minds in a way mm-hmm. that I don't think a lot of people have seen before or experienced before.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I think it's again, as I said, as you said, the audience is so wide and so like large that there isn't like one answer of like, this is the reason why. Right. There's, you know, like, I think at some point I was getting a bit tired of the question of like, why do you think women want to watch that? I'm like, why do we suddenly people care so much about what's going on in the psyche of women, first of all? But I don't know what's the chunk of, I think a lot of people just watch out of FOMO and curiosity, like what is everybody talking about? I think the original watchers, either they knew about the book already, so they were already like fans of the story or whatever, or I think a lot of people just got attracted by the performances. Like, you think of it as like a hee-hee-ha-ha show, like a something that you watch casually in the background and it's not that serious, but then you see like they're acting, like, you know, it's like actual performances that you like, you believe in. You're not watching it like, what's the word, you're not watching it ironically, you're not watching it as a joke or whatever, you take it seriously. So I think it all comes down to the performances for me. I mean, for the people that really got into it early on and whatever, then I think curiosity. But I think the reason why it got this big and, you know, it's being talked about seriously is because of the performances. Because you have other shows that made the rounds, but not to that level. I think the way the actors carry the work is what made it what it is, I think.
Yeah. No, that makes total sense.
I try to have like a nuance because I don't like when like journalists on red carpets are always being like, oh, it's steamy and whatever, like always emphasizing the sex and whatever. Yeah. Like, oh my God. But I also like, it's also a huge part of the show, like, you know, showing desire. I also think that's one of the things that interests me. Like, how is queer desire represented in media is like a big thing for me. So mm-hmm. I think like it's a nuance of like, you don't want to dismiss it completely. You don't want to make it the only aspect that is discussed, almost again in an ironic way of like tongue in cheek. Ha 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 ha. Right. It's like a mix of everything. There's desire. There's queer desire. There's love. There's masculinity. All of that, I think, are questions that topics that people are interested in, especially in today's world. And I think a lot of it is that. Also, maybe some people just wanting to join in on the next crazy thing that everybody is about. But sure. I think it's I think the reason why it's taken seriously is because all of that is addressed seriously and, you know, in a high quality way.
Yeah, I love that. And I think, at least for me, and it's been a while since I've been this involved in a fandom, but I feel like editors are really kind of the backbone of this fandom. Like, I feel there are so many edits there and they're all beautifully done. And just the storytelling I've seen, you know, shows that have like 20 plus seasons and they don't even have as many edits. You know, it's like we're taking six episodes and making like beautiful stories out of such limited work. What do you think is the best part of being in this fandom that you've seen?
Again, depends on where you're at, because on Twitter, like, sometimes you wake up and you're like, I don't see the light today. Like, yeah, I don't remember why I'm here. But I think the good part is it's not running out. Like, every day people just come up with a new thing that they noticed and, like, a new way that they, drawing, again, a parallel between the book and a moment that happened. And, like, it's, like... It's because you have shows sometimes where like they do have a fandom or like they have fans, but then the season ends and it's like we all go on on quiet mode. We all go back to our little. Here it's like the community keeps on bringing things up. I think that's really nice. And again, it like it always informs the way you perceive the show yourself. You see somebody like noticed a little thing from the show and it's like, you know, it can be minor things. Like, it was kind of a while ago now, but like, I remember one day somebody noticed that like the montage scene at the beginning of episode 4, when they're like doing it on the couch, it's in Shane's house. And they noticed that the couch that is, that they're on it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it informed, oh, okay. It happened at Shane's house. Like it's small details, but it, you know, widens the understanding of the story. So I think that's one of the good parts. I think the good part is always when we recenter on the story, like the characters, yep. like what's going on in that world, and whatever. As soon as we get out of that, I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, recenter the story, please.
Yep. Recenter on why we're here, which doesn't involve outside lives. Yeah.
Literally.
Of the actors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is crazy that it's been like a month since the show ended and we're still finding out new things and we're still talking about it.
A tweet that was like a month ago, the cottage episode was out. And I'm like, I've lived 1,000 lives since. Like,
I know. Years.
It's been crazy. Years. And it's only been a month. So I can't imagine.
We're all still at the cottage.
I can't imagine the number of lives I will have lived when season 2 gets out. Yeah, it's crazy to think about.
At least we have book 3.
I was going to say, are you so excited about book 3?
I know. I mean, I'm a little bit, I'm a little bit scared just because I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know, when you finish the long game, you're like, okay, that's over. End of story.
Right.
And then you're like, oh my God. Like, we're back up in the problems and whatever. But no, I'm excited. I'm like, I want to see what Rachel Reed is cooking. I trust her. Like, I'm sure it'll be good. But the synopsis kind of stuff with the podcast and stuff, I'm like, that's interesting. Like, I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that. And yeah, I feel like it's going to kindle the fire to keep the... Because again, as I said, like, right now, I like that the fandom is, like, still alive. And, like, every day there's a... We come up with things and, like, there's a way to, you know, analyze and stuff. But we need to be fed also. So I think book 3 is going to be good. And keep us, you know, we need to be kept alive until season two comes out.
No, exactly. What I think I saw it on Twitter, but it's like, yeah, David served the pasta with his left hand. And they were like, it's been 5 days since the cottage episode aired.
Looking up the brand of Ilya's fridge and whatever, like, you know, we're like, it's crazy. Like, people are going to, are like, you know, we have to do what we have right now. This is the material. So we're doing with it.
I did see someone like linked Shane's barbecue. I was like, this is the exact barbecue Shane has.
I saw that too. I think it's the same person that found out the fridge.
They're just going through all the furniture.
So funny.
Season 2 comes out, we'll have the entire furniture of the cottage.
Yeah,
like, we'll know everything that's in that house. You know, we do what we can until we get something new.
So is there an edit you'd like to make with a certain song that you think fits Ilya or Shane or their relationship perfectly, but you just haven't seen or haven't had a chance to use yet?
I mean, I have stuff that I haven't posted yet that I'm working on. I have a lot of songs that, like, I want to use, but I know like they're gonna hit the most when season two happens. Like I have a lot of thoughts in my head about like family dynamics and stuff, and I'm like, it's gonna hit at the right moment. So right now I'm keeping it on the back burner, but I have a lot of songs, like, you know, book two, no spoiler, but there's a lot of discussion about Ilya's relationship to his mom and whatever, and I'm like, I will be there, you will find me there. I have stuff already planned around here. As I said, my plans are measured in centuries, and it's there.
please give us a warning before you emotionally destroy us.
I will.
Just like
I will.
One business day.
But you have been warned. Like, I am warning you.
She's
right,
like,
now.
This is your warning. This is your warning. You'll get it now, okay?
Literally.
Thank you for yapping with us. So hopefully this part will be fun. It's just going to be like a quick this or that of two things from the show.
Okay. Yeah, no pressure. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
Just
it's really
whatever.
Easy.
That's fine.
Trust your gut. Say what feels right.
I'm opinionated. I should have an answer.
Good. Okay. Ginger ale or Blue Moon over Brooklyn smoothie?
Ginger ale, I guess.
Yeah. Ilya's tuna melt or Shane's burgers?
Oh my God. The burgers, because the tuna melt, like, that's traumatic.
Yeah, that's also, you get eight
so
burgers, so
exactly
for the price of one.
And like, I'm in the cottage, everything is fine, so like, I'll take the burgers.
No, you're right. Yeah, the tuna melt comes with some trauma after.
Yeah, no, like
a side of trauma.
Like, I'm glad it happened, it was good, but I don't want to revisit that ever again. Like,
yeah, that's
it.
So
did
fair.
It did give you the writing material, so
that's true. And we thank her for that.
Okay, Shane's loon call or Ilya's gym woo?
Shane's loon call, because it's cute. Like, he was geeking out with this little invitation.
Okay, hang out with Hayden or Yuna?
You already know. My girl, Yuna.
For those listening, we had an off camera discussion about this, and we were in agreement.
I've heard us talk about Aiden.
Yeah.
Boston or Montreal?
Oh my God, Boston. Like, sorry, I don't know if I can curse, but like, Montreal,
you can totally curse
the Montreal. Everybody involved in the Montreal team, you will start coughing in 3 days, like, literally.
Paid an Etsy witch, your days are numbered.
Literally. Yeah. It's on the way.
Yeah, we agree. Stairwell kiss or your boyfriend's here kiss?
Why are you doing that to me? Stairwell kiss. Yeah. I have to say.
Yeah.
Sorry. The boyfriend. I love you, boyfriend.
They're both great. They're both great.
Yeah.
Team Europe or Team North America?
Europe.
Got a rub.
Fair. Okay, penthouse one or room 1410?
Oh my God, 1410. Sorry, that's history.
Yeah. The Kingfisher bar or Straw and Berry smoothie shop?
The Kingfisher. Like, let me go to the LGBTQ bar, please.
Yeah, I know, so fun. I wonder. Sorry, I just had a thought. I was like, if they have budget for a promo, they could do like a pop up. Makeup of the Kingfisher bar. Ooh, that would be so
fun.
You already know it would be New York, and it would
wow
be like,
hire
I was literally just gonna say that.
Oh, please, no, hire me. Wait.
They get
that
everything.
Be so fun. Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry. Party with Svetlana or get dinner with Elena?
Svetlana, sorry, I love her.
We love her. All the things she said, or I'll believe in anything.
All the things she said, sorry. My lesbian heart has to say all the things she said.
Yeah, and I'm guessing original, not remix, if you had to choose.
Original. I mean, I like the remix. I loved it. Yeah. I love the way they included, but yeah, the original.
OG, the original, of
precious
course.
To me.
The Canada fleece or banana socks?
The Canada fleece. They're releasing it. Like,
they're releasing it. They announced it.
While we're with their...
I know. I was like, I'll just give you my credit card. It's going to be expensive. I already know it, but I need it.
They're going to have to make so many.
They're going to have to make so many.
It's probably going to be war, like, to mm-hmm. get one, because, mm-hmm. yeah.
No, I already know.
But
I already know.
I love her.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, last one. Sunset scene or sunrise scene?
Oh, my God. The sunrise? I love that. That's not in the book. I love that they added that.
Yeah, the sunrise scene. Agreed.
Cute. And again, in edits, it's such a nice scene. Yeah. I love you, sunset scene.
Yeah, and like you said, like the so light cute. And dark and the sun, and it's mm-hmm. so pretty. It's mm-hmm. so beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful parallels.
So, yeah, literally. I love it here.
Well, that's all we have, even though we could... I wish we could talk forever.
Well, I could probably, yeah, 3 hours more about it. Like, yeah. Literally. There's some... like.
But we're excited that we might get you on Threads.
Watch this face.
Watch this face. Okay, good. We're just going to be tagging your username, and one day it's just going to show up, and we're going to be stoked.
It will happen. Like, I will be pulled into getting there. No, but... I think, like, you've painted a picture of it that makes it sound really appealing. So, I'm still staying in the asylum, but maybe I will go out to the park that is a Threads, apparently.
Yeah, just back and forth. I'm going to tell everyone to be super cool, okay? I'm going to be like,
yeah,
everyone be nice. Everyone listen up. But thank you for everything you do. You are so talented. And... you have provided so much joy to this fandom. I'm going to just speak for the entire fandom here, even though I have no right to. And I'm sure that the Club 90s is going to roll out a red carpet for you soon.
Oh, my God.
One way or the other.
Club 90s. No, but yeah. And I will keep, like, the creative juices haven't run out, so I will keep on providing for all of us.
I'm so excited to see what you come up with.
I know.
Yeah.
We thank you in advance. Before we jump, Margot, do you want to shout out where people can follow you, find you, etc.?
Where I'm most active is on Twitter. I mean, X or whatever. Hashtag so sane it's insane. And otherwise, TikTok is also where I post a lot of my stuff. I'm so sane it's insane on TikTok. I'm also trying to post more on Instagram. It's like, it's so not part of my routine yet that I forget most of the time, but I'm trying to, you know, put more stuff out there. Same as TikTok. I'm so saying it's insane. And I made a Patreon too, because I was like, I made zero dime out of that big old freak edit. So let me try something. I made a Patreon, which I think is so tiny, it's insane. Wait, let me check.
I have the link for us to add in
our we'll add links and all of that, but
it's so tiny, it's insane. Yeah, and I'm actually like looking for recommendations of like what I can post there, because you know, like, so like if people have ideas of stuff that they want to see on my Patreon, then please let me know. And I think that's it. That's already too much. Like, I shouldn't be this.
And soon to be Threads.
Not at all. And soon to be Threads.
And soon to be Threads.
If you had, like, Patreon-only edits, oof.
I've thought about it.
It's a good way to incentivize.
I have to see if the demand is there. But if there is, then definitely. Like, you know, people can recommend songs to me and I can work from there. And
that would be so fun.
We'll see. The world is my oyster. But Patreon is the last thing. And hopefully Threads soon if the convincing works.
Well, we're so excited to see what you do next. But thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thanks you.
Coolest person. Again, we just keep having the coolest people on this pod. They're awesome. Please support their Patreon, which we'll put a link in our bio.
Yeah, and if you go to their X account now, you will find an earlier version of the Big Old Freak Edit, which you don't want to miss.
They do this for us.
It's amazing.
And I think they said that they're going to edit them together, too. Which is super iconic. So just like one after the other. just big old freak.
Lee's mouth just dropped.
Yeah, you can't see. Silence, my mouth just dropped. You can't tell, but we're in awe.
I need to see that.
Yeah. So wear your sunglasses. Watch in private.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
One thing I want to mention before we go is a charity that is close to Hudson's heart after he mentioned it at the Golden Globes. If you've seen the interview where he got asked about a charity that they could donate, I think it was $1,000 to, right? He mentioned the BC Children's Hospital. Some lovely fan called Gianna on Threads has started a Hudson birthday fundraiser to BC Children's Hospital. So I just wanted to mention that. And we will link it in our bio if you wanted to go check it out.
We love spotlighting fans and creatives in this community, and we're always looking for more voices to join the conversation. So if you're interested in being a guest, or if there's a fan or a creator you think we should have on whose work or perspective you feel would be a great fit, please email us at believeinanythingpod@gmail.com and let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
And thank you so much for listening, for hanging out with us. It means so much that you're here and a part of the journey with us. And don't forget, new episodes drop every Wednesday. So make sure you're following along at Believe in Anything Pod on Instagram and Threads. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
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 Bye.